A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Welcome, people who are watching this. Does it work? Yes, it works. Hey!
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
War tape thing. Yes, Disc Addict. What kind of stuff is it? Is getting announced? Nothing much. It's just a gameplay reveal.
Yeah, it's we don't know. As far as we know, it's a gameplay reveal. Maybe we'll see what they did to tweak art styles and stuff, because remember that was a big complaint in the early days, and I know they changed it once already, but I have a feeling we're going to see some very different visuals here. I don't know why I think that. I could be totally wrong, but I think they need to address that, so maybe some of that's been reworked. But other than, like, we're not going to get, like, major announcements. It's just going to be, hey, remember that Avengers game? Here's where we're at. Check it out. It's going to look good, blah, 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 that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it's people, if you remember, people were a little bit underwhelmed in the two presentations. And I think we don't expect it to be an incredible game. We expect it to be a fun, okay game that has Marvel superheroes all over it.
Yes. Right?
It's like...
Yes.
I remember saying when Jedi Fallen Order came out, if it wasn't a Star Wars game, I don't think anyone would have talked about it.
Right.
It has the Star Wars lore and appeal, everyone was excited about it, which is fine.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think that's a bad thing.
No.
And I think we're kind of in the same situation with this one.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think I'm hearing myself for some reason. Maybe not. It sounds like it's okay now. I think it fixed itself. Think they have a lot on their, how do I put this? There's some expectation to overcome with this game, which is mainly this. Like, the Spider-Man games get away with this because there's a history of not having the face of Peter Parker match the current actor. But the Avengers movies were such a big deal in the last 10 years, culminating in two of the greatest Marvel films ever made, maybe the best films ever made in an action, you know, certainly they're in my top 10 action movies of all time.
Yeah, you can go over the top. I'll follow you.
Yeah, you're fine.
Absolutely.
But they because those are such a big deal, when you introduce these characters with these weird faces that aren't the faces of the characters they know so well, it's a real disconnect, real uncanny valley stuff going on. And I think that that's a problem for them more than it would be for Spider-Man or something else. So I hope...
You're really hung up on the face thing.
I am. They're weird, dude. They're weird. Now, we may not be looking at those faces much, but anytime there's going to be a cutscene and I look at a guy who's not Chris Evans telling me how to be all Captain America-y, it's going to be freaking weird. And it's just going to be... And maybe not... I can get over it. I just think gamers in general are a little weirded out by it. And hopefully they address some of that. I'm not saying they have to make everybody look right, because that's very expensive, and I know why they're not doing it. but some way of differentiating it, maybe stylizing it a little more so we're closer to the comics and less trying to look real. I don't know. I mean, I'm torn on this.
I think it's a little bit late for that, honestly. I don't think they're going to be able to change the designs dramatically. Or I guess actually they have taken a lot of time. They've delayed it by a significant amount of time. So
yeah,
maybe they will.
That's true.
But I think it's the kind of thing that you get used to. And honestly, more important than that, it might be obvious, but it's the gameplay. It's a very... what we've heard, the rumors we've heard, are of something that is significant in its ambition. It's supposed to be a story, which will be, 10 hours, and then a service game, which you have to make a ton of heroes. First, you're going to have the Avengers, but I'm sure there are going to be more. How do you make this? That's the thing I'm more interested in, even more than this issue of this issue of how it's going to look.
Yeah.
It's how it's going to have the staying power it's going to have.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think that the staying power matters more than anything for them. So that's why I think first impressions need to be strong. If this was like a, the fact that it's Square Enix has some people nervous, because this is a development publisher and studio that couldn't do the likeness stuff because it's outrageously expensive to get all of those people's likenesses. And it strikes me as, if they couldn't do that, then what else can't they do? Like, there's just an attitude about it. I'm not saying I'm falling for that or that this is the end-all, be-all for me. Because what matters to me is gameplay, and we're going to see that today. But I think if they want to have the big mainstream success, they better really nail it on the gameplay. If it hangs on these performances and on these characters and on the story part elements of the game and not the long tail, I think they may be in trouble. Because to support that, they need to have a better upfront impression. I could be totally wrong about that, but my impression after E3, when you and I covered this and we saw this for the first time, everybody was talking like that, like, I don't know, this doesn't look right, or something about this feels off, and today it needs to feel on again.
I guess we're going to have to see. Let's see what's in the comments. Gameplay or 2020 gameplay? The Uncanny Valley. Yeah, that was. I agree. Ken from Chicago. Oh, hey, Ken. I agree. It was a little bit over the, like, it was weird. I just got used to it, seeing it for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, by real gameplay, I mean just the gameplay, not some QTE plus already shown. Yeah, I agree, Discaddict. It's gonna be interesting to see what they actually show.
Kind of needs to be meaty, right? Needs to have substance.
Yeah, it needs to be a real, like, because that's the problem. We don't know what the game is, actually. We have no idea how it plays.
Yeah.
It's coasting on the name of the Avengers alone, which is fine, but, like, ask me what the game is. I'm like, you play Iron Man and you shoot stuff? Okay. No idea.
Yeah, I mean, Iron Man is cool. We know this. We like Captain America. Yeah. Thor's cool. Like, we're into it. We're already into it. Go ahead.
That's the thing I was saying when I said the game doesn't need to be stellar because it's Avengers and it can rest on that fact. Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But it still needs to be, we need to see something. Like, it can't rest on that alone.
Yeah.
So, okay, 1.5 minutes.
It's not very much time. It's coming right up.
Tweet the tweet.
Oh, have we tweeted tweets? I don't know. I don't know if we tweeted.
I have a tweet.
Oh, did you do a tweet? I could just retweet your tweet.
Yeah, sure.
You go in here and retweet your tweet.
I'll retweet it later. Retweet, tweet, tweet.
Here it is. I'm retweeting it now. Retweeted now. It's been retweeted.
That is a fantastic idea that you had, Scott.
It's this amazing tech they've had at Twitter for a while now, where you can retweet a tweet, and I've done that now, and we're all benefiting from my retweeted tweet. Anyway, this is great, though. You know what? I agree with your tweet earlier. Speaking of tweets, you said something about how... we're in less than a minute. I'll just say this. Not having E3 or E3-style things happen in a organized, sequential way is really throwing me this year. Having random times, right? Weird moments, it's not the same. And I kind of hope next year they kind of... Well, whatever they do next year, if there's not a real E3 again the way we think of E3, could they all just organize it so that you're all happening relatively close to each other the way that E3 happens, just do it virtually? Like, that would have been a lot better, in my opinion.
It's just the hype just goes down and up and down and up, and it doesn't go high, you know, as high up as it does when everything's like boom, 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 and you're so excited about all of it.
Yeah, completely agree with that. That's a good point.
1 second. Let's go.
Oh, I have 7 seconds.
By the way, huge Marvel fan. Huge Marvel fan.
Oh, yeah, you can't. Patrick's a ridiculously good big Marvel fan. And I am too, but maybe he's the more. So even I like DC a little bit. All right, I'll see what we got here.
Oh, sure. I like DC fine, but they're no Marvel.
No, especially lately. All right, we're going to get...
Especially in the movies.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Okay, we got...
A little bit louder.
When I was young, I found an orphaned wolf cub in the forest behind our farm.
Okay, trailer-ish sort of stuff here.
I felt if I could instill rules, the proper boundaries, I could harness the raw power of that beast. A few months later, while hunting... The adolescent cub turned on me. We're fixing the damage the Avengers did all those years ago. Inhumans are sick. Unlimited power, that's dangerous. It's lethal. You are lucky to be alive.
Oh, shit.
Come on, Kamala. Let AIM help you.
Right. Yeah, yeah, no. I'll take my chances. I have these... dumb alerts.
Oh.
That I have to deactivate.
Oh, gotcha.
Couldn't Mr. Stark help us with this?
Hi, I'm sorry. Who are you?
Thank you for the follow, though.
Kamala?
Isn't that, okay, that's Tony Stark?
Weird. Tried to drag the Chimera.
Son of a...
You all rolling. Completely lost your senses.
What? Where were you while the world went to hell?
This is our fault. All of ours. You really think the world is better without us?
Yes.
See, it's always been your problem. Running from... It's always been your problem. Running from who you are. What you are.
I'm warning you.
This is exactly what Tarleton
wants. Some Hulk. He's gonna Hulk out. Oh, he's Hulking out.
Oh, you're so behind me.
Yeah, I am. I don't know why. I'm just doing the YouTube one. You doing the Twitch one?
Tide of progress, Avengers.
Oh my god, they're going Modok? Wow.
Are you kidding me?
It'll never have to end with me.
What? Modok's their main... There's no way they're... No way Modok's the main villain, right? Come on.
Well?
Is that true?
Hey, LeSub, tell me if this sound is loud enough now.
What's up, Marvel fans? My name's Casey Lynch, and I'm editorial director at Crystal Dynamics.
Okay.
Marvel's I can't Avengers wait for this War to hit Stadia, Pepazores. Good one. Marvel's Avengers.
We've got a great show lined up with new trailers, new details
Modok.
On one of our main villains.
MODOK, yeah. Let's talk for just a quick moment here. For those not familiar with MODOK, he's basically just a weird dude with a giant head inside of a rocket chair. I mean, for all intents and purposes. He has a story, of course, but... I don't know, man. MODOK. You know who's excited right now? My good pal Brian Ibbett. He is stoked. He's got to be excited. He loves MODOK.
Transformed San Francisco into an infectious, gas-filled quarantine zone. You unleash disease, powerful beings that wreak havoc throughout our nation. So I ask you again, Dr. Banner.
Is that the president?
Do the Avengers pose a danger to society?
Why am I so far behind you, I wonder?
I can promise you this. I will use
just
this
try to reload.
I did.
Make you
AIM will find AIM it. It seems like there's a lot going on. For the there's a lot going on with AIM and
As a founding member of tech giant Advanced Idea Mechanics, or AIM, George Tarleton dreamt of a world like, made better.
It's an anti-inhuman thing, and then Captain America died, and AIM they know who.
A cure to end the inhuman infection. And the
but you can't have Captain America dead. What's that about?
Well, I mean, he's not really dead.
Well, obviously, but I mean, like, he's a big deal in this game, I hope. Might and the public's fear of freaking Steve Rogers, man.
The world that the superpowered are uncontrollable and cannot be trusted. His deranged obsession drives
him to become
MODOK.
They do go MODOK. MODOK. That is...
Organism wow. Only for
killing. You know, that shows courage. MODOK is such a dumb character.
He's so stupid.
It is completely dumb.
He's the stupidest of villains, but...
I love it that they're taking this and making it into something, you know, serious, quote-unquote.
October of 1967 in Tales of Suspense. Now, with AIM's drive to manipulate public fear... And his
I'm a little worried about how this looks.
Mind, Tarleton and AIM are the
it looks
most
a little on the.
Threat, the Avengers
I don't know. I'm getting
faced.
Some frame ratey stuff vibes in a couple of scenes. I don't know. I could be wrong. There's something very current gen feeling about it that isn't not quite. Maybe
no, it looks fine to me.
I don't know. I might be. And she believes George Tarleton was we're simulcasting in my where my channel as well, and there are people in there saying. It looks terrible. I don't know about terrible, but maybe they're
terrible.
Maybe
it looks terrible.
The just the graphics. I don't know. It's. I'm not saying it looks terrible. I'm saying this looks like a PlayStation 4 game, and that's fine. So here's a playthrough because that's what it is, right? You know what I mean? Like that's exactly what this is. But
it does look like a PlayStation 4 game. You are correct.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't. Yes, it doesn't look like I don't know Ghost of Tsushima or. It looks like a regular, but this is supposed to be a more open kind of game, I guess.
Yeah.
But it, okay, so this is actual gameplay.
Well, cutscene gameplay, but yeah. We're here
live at the AIM experience. I am science. I am genius. I am MODOK. Indeed.
Oh my gosh, you're
Miss
so
Marvel
far ahead of me.
Is such an awesome choice as well.
You're so far ahead of me.
What?
I think you're so far ahead of me in the video. I'm still looking at this stupid reporter guy. Are you past all that guy? When did Thor get his hammer? Just now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, now he's flying off.
Okay, let me see how quick he flies off. Okay, he's flying off. We're a little out of sync. That's okay. It's usually me who's ahead, so this feels like this is fine. You're prioritizing the French. You should know. All right, Thor looks a little better than he did. I also like t-shirt and jeans. Thor is kind of my favorite Thor anyway. I don't know why. It's just kind of I don't know. I like Chris Hemsworth. Okay, this is some gameplay for sure. Here we go. Punchy McPunch, slam bam, thank you, ma'am.
It is unbelievably good to see you.
Bit dramatic, don't you think?
It doesn't matter. He's here now.
That flight reminds me of Anthem. If Anthem was good.
So the important thing here, I think, is going to be that each gameplay is different enough and fun enough. Turn it up a little bit.
For each character, you mean, right?
For each different hero, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be different heroes, and it has to be different gameplay. And they're going to have at least, I guess, 4 or 5 in the base game and probably some more.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see this be fun. The fantasy of playing Thor seems to be, you know, there. You throw the hammer, you bash stuff, you electrify stuff.
Yeah, this will depend heavily on how this part, how this combat feels in your hand.
Yeah.
That's 100% what will matter here. I mean, we got the characters, we got the stuff we love, we got MODOK, we got whatever, but how will this feel? And if this feels good, I love an action game that feels good. There's nothing like it. So the Hulk, or as my dad would say, the Huck, is here and he's ready to roll.
AIM dropships inbound. I
see them. Frame rate stuff. I don't know. It's just a little. It's hard to explain.
Kamala, you okay? Yeah. No. On my way.
So it seems to be a lot of dialogue between what shield people and everybody, I guess, and I don't know how Thor's hearing that, but That's cool. And these are all MODOK minions?
It looks... Or, I guess, yeah.
Okay. They kind of have
is
a...
Is this going to be... So, do you think they look... Because I think they look exactly like they did at the previous demonstrations. And I don't have a problem with it here. Maybe I got used to the idea.
They've fixed the hair. There's some screenshot comparisons of launch day, or sorry, the announcement day, and then they put out an update, and they changed some hair, some facial features. They just made it look better.
Okay.
So I assume this is... It's just hard without the comparison, you know, the direct comparison, but and it's subtle, but obviously.
But I guess the point is, do you think this is okay, or do you still feel it's like weird looking?
I'm okay with it. I think it looks fine in play. There's some hitchy frame ratey stuff, but also this is alpha, so you know you can't expect optimization at this stage. So I'm not going to dig it too hard.
It's coming
on that.
Out in September. I don't think it's all of a sudden going to turn out to be 60 FPS if it's 30 now.
Yeah, I guess so. I hope. The fluidity of Spider-Man is what made that game so playable. Like, it was just so fun to play. And what I want is more of that feel. If they can achieve that here with this, you know, relatively cool-looking kind of mini-boss combat, then I'm in. You know, it seems neat.
Dude, you're playing Thor and Hulk, and then Iron Man shows up. Like, how can that not be cool?
It is cool.
How can this not be fun?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. That stuff is cool. Well, the Iron Man design is very 2008 Iron Man, isn't it? They really stuck with that look, which is fine. Just a note. All right, so one would assume this is a story sequence and you've chosen Thor. And these are just all your pals coming to help you, right?
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guessing in the story sequences you have to play the character that you're assigned. But and then if you want to replay it, you can choose what character you play, because story wise they're not going to do every possible combination.
They can pull that off. That's pretty UI. Dynamic. Oh, go ahead.
The chat room is saying there's no UI, and I'm sure in the game itself there will be a UI.
Yeah, hard to say at the stage,
like,
right?
Zero UI in the game.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, thanks for the follow, Lance McCloud.
I hope
and Profnik and Notstab Sylvan. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I hope that the hammer feels like the God of War axe felt in the most recent God of War, because that was so satisfying, and it's a very similar kind of vibe. Because the hammer...
I mean, obviously, the God of War hammer was kind of modeled after Thor's hammer from the movies.
Yeah, of course.
And that is a great way of of exemplifying how important it is that the game feels good, because in God of War the catching of the axe alone made like half the enjoyment of the whole game. Like when you call it back and like boom, it feels so good. Ooh, that's an ultimate. That is Doomfist's ultimate, I guess.
Kinda, yeah. Oh, yep. You're right. Sorry, I was a little behind, but now I see what you mean. It's totally Doomfist. Why does he have is he working at the Costco? What's that thing on his shirt?
Oh, I guess he's Dr. What's his name? Dr. Blake. You know, he's supposed to be Dr. Blake in the comics.
Wait, who is? Thor?
Thor.
Oh. See, yes. You're a bigger Marvel guy. I don't even know the reference. The Dr. Blake bit.
Oh. Oh, that was a good call, not letting the helicarrier crash on the city.
It feels like you don't want that to do that to your city. It seems like it would be a real problem. They'd be cleaning that up for a while.
Once an Avenger is a great example
of a hero mission. There was a lot of fighting over and over. Campaign experience focusing on a specific of the same looking fight.
Almost,
you know,
like
I mean?
This is an action fighting game.
Well, yeah, but there wasn't a lot of variety.
I agree.
On today's show, on today's coverage, I will be playing bad cop. Patrick will play good cop, and by the end, we'll have both sides covered. Don't worry. Okay, so now they're getting into what these attacks are.
Wait, they're talking about the systems.
Yeah, let's hear this.
To pin enemies from a distance or bringing the sky down on his foes. In addition to core combat moves, the God of Thunder has a wide variety of skills to unlock that give him access to classic moves. This is one of our favorites, manual targeting. We largely drew our influence from writer Jason Aaron's run on the Mighty Thor comic. Manual targeting allows you to quickly mark your enemies for bullseyes with Mjolnir, and one by one, you can mark them and knock them down as Mjolnir comes back to you. Follow that up with a powerful ground pound, and you've got a mighty combo.
Yeah, that seems neat.
Targeting is a great ranged attack, but if up close and personal is more your style, go with the hammer spin.
Or Mjolnir Cyclone. Right now. I want to be doing this.
Heroes have three special heroic moves: Assault, Ultimate, and Support. When designing our heroics, we started with the signature moves from the comics and movies that we've always wanted to play. The Assault heroic charges the fastest, and in some cases, you can store multiple charges to use strategically as a part of your combos.
That's Kamala Khan. You can perform these
after charging your
dude. She's like one of the main new heroes from Marvel from the past 10 years. She's super popular.
I know Miss Marvel as a character over time, like different characters who have been her, but I don't know about Rubber Lady.
Yeah, so that's not Carol Danvers. Miss Marvel is an inhuman, and she can, like, she's kind of like Mr. Fantastic, but she can embiggen herself and her arms and legs.
Oh, that's cool.
A period of invulnerability for nearby team members.
Oh, I have to admit, I didn't know you were such a Marvel comic nerd. I had no idea. You're a nerd, dude. Big nerd.
Ultimates take longer to charge,
that is not incorrect.
You're such a nerd. Power, and some even have residual effects, that's great.
Like Thor's Bifrost Ultimate.
Oh. Thor's ultimate heroic, it's the Bifrost that gets him to teleport somewhere. That's very clever.
Oh, that's great. I assume what's his name's up on the bridge making it happen. Got a little control panel.
Heimdall,
yeah. So we have melee, range, see, I think I say things like, what's his name? And you say Heimdall.
To tailor your hero to your playstyle. As your heroes earn experience, they gain
no Marvel shaming, please, says Papazaurus. Thank you. Moves,
yeah, I'm not shaming. I'm not shaming at all. I just don't know a lot of the recent stuff.
So this is exactly what I was hoping for. It's for gears, perk artifacts. Jeez.
And that's before gear, perks, artifacts, and any kind of later game progression. So why is all of this important?
Ooh, that Iron Man skin is cool. All right, so they're leaning in on skins big time here too, obviously. Different than yours.
Another way to customize your heroes is with...
This is where things get interesting.
Previously talked about the different rarities...
Gear power. Interesting. They're going with a gear score.
Some perks apply special damage. Thanks for the follow, Sid Max. Or cause status effects... Oh my god, I want to be doing this. Damage and defense.
So do you think... You can see oh, jeez Louises. I just got to what you saw.
his laser sweep, was
his laser sweep that's red. Called? That's badass.
Nope, that wasn't a bug.
This is where it gets interesting, but those screens are... I'm getting a major Destiny vibe out of these screens of UI.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing. You know, that's what this is, but...
We know that if you look good, you'll play good. The Crystal team is really...
If you look good, you'll play good. That's a funny thing to say.
And drawing from Marvel's 80-year history to bring so many classic outfits to the game. Each hero has dozens of outfits drawn from some of the most recognizable eras and story arcs. You can earn them over the course of the story campaign by completing missions...
I have no idea what story arc had Hulk in a suit and a hat.
There's Iron Man's
news to me.
From the 2014
I don't know what
Original
from.
Sin storyline. Or Donald Blake, which
you have
an
all
of
them.
Who first appeared in 1962,
and they
Journey
show
into
you
Mystery,
which one it is from in
Artonius
the game, or maybe not.
Maybe not, I don't know.
That was inspired by the Bleeding
I think
Edge
this is just
armor
UI
that first
for their
appeared in Invincible
cool.
Iron Man number 25 in 2010. While there are a ton of outfits cool to earn suit. Just by playing, some will require completing iconic mission chains to earn each hero's iconic
They're
outfit.
Saying some of the
and
outfits
will
only
be available
it's World War Hulk.
You can even customize your
They're
going to
sell
out
outfits they
Hulk
just mentioned.
Right
oh, yeah, look at that.
I don't think that's canon. Those are just some of the ways you'd be able to build and spec out your heroes. Okay,
right.
I think it's time.
I mean, if they, Patrick, if they this make a good one of these, how all then this is going to be amazing.
It's especially fun when you play together.
You know, this like if they make this
and war zones.
This co-op,
if they make this game fun, it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it'll be great. I can't believe it. My aim is firing. They didn't say paid cosmetics in that, so I don't know.
They said some of the costumes will only be available in our store.
Oh, okay, so they did? Okay. Yes, paid cosmetics. Okay. I'll be curious about what the ratio is. But. Well, they're avoiding showing Captain America. There must be a major story bit that they don't want to reveal here.
Yeah. But it's like, I mean, obviously you're going to play Captain America.
Yeah.
If, like, they're not going to make it so you have to pay to play Captain America. That's impossible. If they do that, like, there will be rioting in the streets.
Yeah. Well, plus, the last two things they've shown for this in a major way, the E3 reveal and everything else, they've shown tons of Captain America, so...
Yeah, but before he died, right?
I guess, I don't know. I mean,
I think
in
so.
This thing, they're not showing him at all. Get this bird in the air before AIM comes
looking for us. Assemble the resistance.
Jarvis
is unencrypting the schematics,
and we'll get our tech Sweet heads Jarvis. New gear ASAP. I prefer my Jarvis in a
you
computer.
You know what I want? Mm. What I want is for this game to have all the different heroes that play kind of like different Diablo or WoW classes. That's what I want. Like, they play so differently, and each of them has these few things that make you really want, like this small gameplay loop that makes you want to play them, and that you find the fun in that specific class, and when you do, it's the only thing you want to do.
Ryan Evans says, is this what you really, really want? Good one, Brian.
Is he in your chat?
Yeah, he's
saying
in my
that?
Chat, yeah.
Hey, Brian, I'm doing something with my hands.
Oh, are you? Both hands or just the one? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Okay, very nice.
But I thought about it.
I also.
Oh, it's Hulk. It's the Hulkbuster armor.
Oh, really? Oh. A little preview from Patrick. Oh, look at
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, I'm
no, you're fine.
For you.
Does that mean the Hulk's in that? Or, no, that means Iron Man's
so
in that.
So far, we've talked about the story, hero missions.
Wait,
how about Beta? How about Beta Ray Bill? Can we get Beta Ray Bill on here? How about that?
I mean, if this is indeed a live game, they're going to be adding characters for years.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm
war
sure at some point they'll get to
which you can play
like
with
that.
Up to a total of four players or solo with an AI companion team made up of your unlocked
and I like
heroes.
Hearing that. Sometimes I don't want to play with friends. Friends can bite me.
Progress with your heroes.
So I can have AI companions
on
and do solo missions.
You'll use the war table
Thank you.
To launch missions with a variety of
I don't want this end game to be totally
As
dependent on friends. I want to be
trailer,
able to go out and do stuff and farm it. I love that.
Story. So whether you're in the campaign
That's good news.
Or war zones, you're always working together to stop AIM and rebuild the resistance.
All right. You know what? They're gaining me here a little. And this stuff looks further along, by the way.
From Marvel history.
Than the early stuff they showed, so I don't
Once
know why it feels that
mission,
way. It just feels further
the
along.
Quinjet, where you can matchmake, switch heroes, choose your loadout,
I mean, it's coming out
and of
in
course,
two months, so.
Pick
yeah,
the right look.
They should be pretty.
The
yeah, they should be pretty done with it.
But look at that! Like if you can
As
play
you start playing missions
this
across
differently,
the globe, you'll realize AIM has entrenched themselves in cities and remote locations alike, all in the name
so
of
war
research.
Zones.
So war zones are
kind of like multiplayer missions,
PvP,
and team traversal
or no?
I don't think so. No.
What if they went into Modern Warfare Warzone and played Battle Royale with a bunch of?
Here's a mission we saw on the co-op trailer called
with Commander Price
Titan,
or whatever his name is,
where we can see some team play. There's this cool shot of Iron Man, but you may have missed Kamala and Hulk performing a team finisher
yeah,
on that.
Coverville's super stoked about
it. There's so much potential to this.
Oh, for sure. Especially if you keep adding characters.
Team finisher, which gives you a chance
and it's not just
you
your story characters.
Faster.
Eventually, you're unlocking Hawkeye and you're unlocking.
Living the hero life is all about.
Or, you know, they're adding DLC or whatever with new characters all the time. That's a big deal.
Upgrades to help you do just that.
Because then what you've created is campaign, you kind of have a Smash Brothers Marvel game. Kind of like their Diablo-like game was sort of like that. It's like, hey, every Marvel character ever is in this. I miss that game,
the
actually. It was fun.
Is a group who have banded together in the 5 years Bummed since
going away.
Some are inhuman and have powers. Some are former S.H.I.E.L.D. agents.
Dude, look at
who
that guy.
To
the hell was that?
To AIM, and some just want to help.
What are these robot guys?
What is this place?
We call it the Anthill. Not my idea.
It looks
You'll
so
join
complex.
Their cause in the field by working directly with
oh,
factions.
Dum
like
Dum
the
Dugan is there?
And
that's a word I don't know what that is.
Nick Fury and more.
Who's Dum Dum
Dugan? Oh, it's one of the Howling Commandos. We'll
give you access to new challenges.
Captain America's World War II team, essentially.
Vendors gotcha. And more powerful items.
Dude, that guy, look how cool he is.
There will always be new threats on the horizon.
Which one?
So you
robot
want to ensure
vendor
your
guy.
Avengers are ready for anything.
That you saw
We've
7 seconds ago.
Today, but that's kind of the point. This is a really big, ambitious game. Marvel's Avengers isn't just a global high-stakes race to rebuild the Avengers to save the Inhumans.
One would assume no. I mean,
there
are Inhumans, but there are no mutants,
beginning.
Right? They don't have the rights.
This is a brand
I don't think.
New original.
Oh,
Avengers
on the games they do.
Do they on this game? So they could. Add, I mean, Wolverine could join this crew.
Yeah, sure. Way.
But it's also an experience.
That's the kind of stuff you hold for
no
your first.
Additional cost.
Yeah. Heroes, that's the kind of thing you hold for your first DLC, I guess, or whatever.
No additional cost. Thank you for following us and believing in us.
Thank you for caring and telling us what
you
think.
Oh,
there you go. There's Captain America.
Telling us what you think. We're listening, and as fans ourselves, we're all working every day to make Marvel's Avengers worthy of your support. Please stick around after the show to ask questions in chat. On behalf of the whole
I'm a little more in than I was, I have to admit.
Thank you for tuning
in. Oh, wait.
Marvel's Avengers War Table. In the coming months, we'll talk about our first post-launch hero.
September 4th.
Okay.
And of course, our launch. When Marvel's Avengers arrives September
9/4/2020.
I'm Casey Lynch.
2020. What a year. Okay. So what do you think? How do you feel? Where's your brain at there, Patrick?
Listen.
I feel like you're excited. That's what I feel like.
I'm sold. That's where I am.
Okay.
I don't know that it will be the most incredible game ever. Mm. I don't know that it's supposed to be, but I think it will definitely be fun for a bit and possibly for longer than a bit.
Yeah.
There were a few moments in the chat room. Ken is saying Patrick was speechless. There were a few moments where, you know, there were some genuine... it hit me in the Marvel fandom really hard.
Yeah.
And it was like, because for all of the fun of Marvel, we've never had really solid, maybe not never, but we never had in recent history solid Marvel games except for Spider-Man, which fulfilled the fantasy of playing Spider-Man really well. And I want that for all of the other Marvel characters, right?
Yeah.
And this seems like it will deliver on at least part of that promise. So I don't see how I could not be excited about it.
I mean, you're a day one getter. You were that anyway, but this didn't deter you at all. You're feeling good.
I mean, I would get it anyway for, like, because it's for work. But I think this got me more excited to get it. I'm curious to discover how much it all entirely rests on the combat.
Yeah.
And this looks like it could be fun combat.
Yeah, it does to me as well.
What about you?
I think it looks good. I was a little concerned about the Thor fight seemed really repetitive to me. And again, that's why I kept harping on the idea that if the gameplay is fun, then who cares? Like, be repetitive. If it's really fun, then I like to repeat things. It was later when they showed
about this.
Yeah.
Just, I'd say about this, think of Diablo, like combat is super repetitive.
Good point. Yeah.
But it works because it's fun.
Yeah. That's a good comparison. And, you know, Destiny in some ways is that, like, good games can be repetitive.
Absolutely.
If the moment to moment gameplay is strong, then I think that's fine. What encourages me is later seeing the co-op stuff. And the variety of things that are happening with each character all at once and the kinds of environments they've got are definitely not just repeat and rinse. So that gives me a lot more hope than I had. I was kind of on the fence. I'm not on the fence anymore. I think I want this game. I think it looks like fun. Oh, and that,
so
that I can go.
So you weren't sure you were going to buy it?
Yeah, I was kind of on the fence about buying it. I am. Part of that was because right around then we were supposed to get freaking cyberpunk. Yeah, so now that's been pushed again, this opens up the window a bit and gives me another thing to mess around with. But also knowing that I can get in with AI companions and just play that's a huge boon for me. That's a thing I want in every game, even if it's multiplayer centric. Give me a way to do stuff solo, or else you're probably going to lose me. Because as much as I want to play with friends, I can't do it all the time. My schedule's weird. Sometimes I just want to get in and do a thing. So give me the option, and it sounds like they have. So I like that. Now, whether the AI is really stupid or, you know, that's as fun of an experience, that's to be seen. But I can deal with those little differences if it's good overall. So, yeah, I think I'm more in than I was. Even the MODOK thing, you know. Let's see how they do that. MODOK's weird, and maybe they can have some fun with it in a way that they, you know, would normally be. Well, like you said, that's dangerous, right? Like it's a daring thing to take a character like MODOK and make him the big bad, and I'm kind of impressed that they went that route. So
I will say I like how much they're leaning into true Marvelness, mm-hmm. if that says it. Like picking MODOK as a big bad mm-hmm. is, I mean, it's not like the movies have shied away from ridiculous characters and managed to make them work. But this is definitely taking it a step further.
Oh, yeah.
Like, MODOK presented the way he actually looks in the comics mm-hmm. is saying goodbye to people who like Avengers as a believable thing. This is just pure dumbness.
Yep, yep.
which I kind of appreciate in a weird way.
Yeah, I do too. So grasp on, hold on to your dumbness and never let go is what I would say. That'd be my argument. All right. Yeah. Well, yeah. So there you go.
All right.
Like we said, I wish these things were more consistent and in one chunk, because Patrick and I would probably cover way more of these sorts of things.
Next year. I think next year they'll tighten it a little bit, because it didn't work as well as in previous years.
Yeah.
Without the center thing.
Yeah.
So
I agree. We'll see. I agree. Well, as always, a pleasure to hang out with you, man.
Thank you for joining me, Scott.
Yeah.
Have a lovely evening.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.